Today it is Derek Holland, 31 years old. He's 74 and 71 lifetime. His 201st major league start. He's 5-7 this year. A whip of 1.31. Not a bad number. Lefties 141 against him. How about that? That is an amazing number. Zach Godley on the other side, University of Tennessee, 26 years old, 57th major league start. Good curveball, 27-19. And he has given up 12 home runs this year, 10 solos. And we'll give you one other number as we get ready to introduce Owen Poindexter, who's got many more numbers than I've got. But first time through for Godley, 214 with no homers. Second time through, 282 with six homers. Third time through, 315 with six homers. So how about that? So maybe the first couple of innings, watch out. But after that, maybe you can get to him. Owen, good morning. How are you?
Great, Marty. Good to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Of course, Owen Poindexter has been with us. He writes for The Athletic and covers A's, Giants, and other analytical sort of interesting notes about baseball. And what I was thinking about asking you about today was sort of the competition of the four, because Cueto and Samardzija coming back and looking at Holland and of course, Suarez, Rodriguez, and Stratton. How are they matching up so far in the month of June?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. For a while, I was thinking Holland has to be the guy to go just because, you know, he's been okay, not great. Last four or five starts, he's held it together. And he's someone who he's not going to blow you away, but he does get strikeouts. He'll walk a few hitters, and, you know, that can lead to some big innings. And there are games where he leaves and you think, you know, why is this guy on the team? But then he goes through some stretches where like okay, he's a decent fourth, fifth starter. Thing is, Rodriguez seems to be putting it together. And Stratton has been, you know, fairly consistent. He's kind of gotten his groove back a little bit. Suarez, I feel like, might be the hidden gem in there. And, of course, Bumgarner's not going anywhere. And it'll be interesting to see if Samardzija can put some good starts together, because he was actually the worst of the bunch for a little while. Cueto obviously has to be in there, too. So who do you pick there? It's a nice problem to have. Suarez, I think, has to start. He's been really excellent. He was giving up a lot of homers for a while. But I looked into it. His exit velocity didn't seem like there's anything too wrong there. Launch angle is normal. Not even sure how much pitchers can control launch angle unless they're a ground ball guy like Sam Dyson. And lo and behold, the homers started to taper off a little bit, and he was able to keep a high strikeout rate, a low walk rate. So he's been really strong. I think he has to stay. You don't want to lose a guy like Stratton. I feel like he's starting to figure it out. Same with Derek Rodriguez. I was just looking at his pitch maps, and he's interesting in that he throws every pitch all over the zone. You look at a guy like Bumgarner, and like the off-speed stuff is kind of down and away. The hard stuff is maybe kind of more all over the place. Rodriguez, and maybe it's just because he's young, maybe he's just trying something new, but he kind of throws everything everywhere, so he's hard to predict, but he's thrown together a few good starts. And now I'm kind of filibustering on your question, which is who do you actually who goes out of the rotation? I think Holland you can give a break to here and there. He can do a spot start, maybe be a long reliever kind of guy. But I want to see these young kids pitch.
Well, interesting, Owen. No, I'm fascinated. I'm listening to everything you're saying. So go on. We're not Mitch McConnell here. We're not going to we're not going to shut you off here, but. You said something about Rodriguez that was interesting to me, and I watch him pitch, and you're right. He's all over the place. He's on the outside part of the strike zone, the inside part. He's up, he's down. And I think he's sort of the shakiest, and I realize he's had a couple of good games in a row. But command-wise, to me, he looks sort of the shakiest. Now, but he has more pitches than I think Stratton's got. Because Stratton, for some reason, the curveball, I don't know if he's abandoning it or maybe you have the percentages of what he's doing, but I thought Colorado hit him pretty hard on his regular hard stuff. So for Rodriguez, though, it looks like he has pitches that get people out, which even though he's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I think as he matures, you'll see him maybe start to like the sinker may become less of a pitch for him. He seems like he's really taking a kitchen sink approach, just seeing what works against major league hitters. Yeah, the sinker hasn't really done much, or it's done much for the hitters. They're hitting it really hard. So I wonder if that's going to get shelved a little bit. The changeup is not quite where it needs to be. And again, it might be that these pitches just aren't too effective, or that he just needs to find where he can throw them where without it getting hit too hard. And the sinker, I think he should be throwing down a bit more, and it's really all over the zone. Changeup is getting a little bit too high. He might just want to basically bounce that pitch. But yeah, I think he'll find his mix. And, you know, maybe he could take another turn in the minor leagues to kind of figure that mix out. But yeah, he's an interesting case. I think he'll look a bit different, you know, next year or even in a few months, just in terms of how he's using his pitches.
I agree. Yeah, he's a little bit more all over the place. I'm glad the numbers kind of showed that. What about what I said about Stratton? And, you know, of the four, he seems to be getting hit the hardest of the four. But he, you know, battles, you know, battles through a lot of stuff and keeps you in the game. Do you notice anything in, you know, spin rate, curveball rate, exit velocity, anything going on with Stratton that you could share?
Yeah, I mean, he does have a high exit velocity. It's just a tick over 90, which is, that's high for an average exit velocity. You know, a 90 mile an hour hit is, you know, if it's, even if it's on the ground, it's got a decent chance to be at least a single. And if it's in the air, that might go over the wall. So, yeah, I feel like he's not, obviously he seemed like he had it when he first came up. And then, you know, since then he's been a bit rougher. You know, he's another guy. Maybe you give another turn in the minors, let him figure out his pitch mix a bit more. But yeah, it's true. He, and also his hard hit rate, you know, along with that 90 mile an hour exit velocity, that's, almost at 40% of batted balls against him are hit hard, according to StatCast. I'm not actually sure what counts as a hard hit these days, but yeah, so he is getting hit hard, and he's got to figure that out, because those kind of rates are not going to fly in the major leagues. You know, obviously the potential's there, so you know, he's someone who I like to see. Given a chance to work those out, but given the, you know, sudden embarrassment of riches here, he's someone who you might see take a couple starts in the minor leagues to try to work that out a bit.
Okay. All right. Owen Poindexter with us. Very nice to talk with you this morning. A hard hit rate. I like that. I like that because it's sort of exit velocity with a little twist to it. What about the hard hit rate for the, if you have it handy, I don't know if you do. I always give you these curveballs here, and you got to look it up. But hard hit rate for Rodriguez, Suarez, and Holland, what does it show for those guys?
Let's see. Well, yeah, we'll have to do a little bit of fly here.
I always give you this when you're talking to us.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll give you some predictions. I think Holland's is going to be up there. And you know what? Rodriguez is too. He's actually up there with Stratton. Yeah, so I'm a little bit surprised here. Yeah, this is one of these sort of, I think this is just a statistical anomaly. Rodriguez's hard hit rate and exit velocity just a tick below Stratton's, but his barrel percent, barrel is this interesting stat where it's a barrel if it's hit in a certain exit velocity range and a certain launch angle that's, you know, almost certain to be like at least a double. He has a very low barrel percentage, whereas Stratton's is on the high end.
Okay.
So, yeah, Rodriguez is just 2.6%, which is, you know, that's, you know, you're going to be able to contain your hits pretty well with that rate. You wonder if that's going to rise up a little bit, given how hard the ball is getting hit against him. So yeah, actually, I hadn't noticed that before, but that's interesting. And you wonder if that's going to rise up a little bit. He's going to get knocked around a little bit more. And I'll give you Hollins in a moment. I suspect he's up there as well, just because he's someone who, you know, we've seen enough starts where he just doesn't have it and he's leaving pitches in the zone. Yeah, just a little bit below Rodriguez. They're not quite as hard as Rodriguez or Stratton, but also up there. But his barrel percentage is four times that of Rodriguez. So you see how these numbers can kind of jump around. And,
yeah,
you know,
I believe it.
Samples.
No, I believe it for Holland because he gives up more extra base hits. Stratton's barrel percentage, I'm sure, is high. And Rodriguez is not because they have not hit him that hard, which is really.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, you wonder if that has something to do with how he's just throwing everything everywhere. He's a little bit harder to predict, so. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes hitters kind of come around on him and find something to hit. But, you know, maybe just because of that unpredictability, it's hard to really line up a pitch on him. So that's pure speculation.
All right. Very good. This is, I think we've nailed this. Rodriguez is tougher to hit. Ball's all over the place. Stratton is, and maybe Holland getting barreled up a little bit more. And Suarez, we haven't talked about, but he's obviously got the good walk strikeout rate. And he's getting swings and misses, which is good. All right, so we'll leave those four guys alone. McCutchen, and I know people have written about this. I'm sure the numbers will show it. Hitting the ball very hard. He's just not hitting it with much luck. But the ball's starting to go out of the park.
Yeah. Well, that's one. You don't need too much luck if no fielder can touch it. Yeah. No, he was one of these interesting cases where, you wonder if you're missing something in the stats, because he was hitting the ball so hard and not, but always right at a fielder. And now the ball's starting to leave the park more. And, a few of those hits are going for doubles instead of flyouts. And so he's coming around. You still look at the his expected average in slugging, and the expected is still higher than what he's getting. But yeah, it's finally starting to come around, and the numbers are thankfully justifying themselves, because you always wonder if you're missing something in there where the results are not lining up with what they're supposed to be. And sometimes it's just luck, where it seems like it was with McCutchen, and he's becoming that hitter that they thought they were trading for. And but sometimes you actually are missing something, like the guy's injured or whatever.
Well, let me let you give some information. I know I've asked you a few questions today. Anything that you see that you'd like to share with us about the Giants or anything in general?
Sure. I mean, the guy who I'm really trying to figure out, he's a mystery to me, is Gorkys Hernandez. I'm going to be writing about him I have a piece going up on The Athletic tomorrow morning, probably. And he's someone who he is hitting the ball harder. He's hitting it a bit higher than he has in the past, but it's not so much more than last year when he didn't have a single home run. This year, little improvements here and there, and he's got 10 home runs. And his home run per fly ball is something, it's over 20%, which is very high. And obviously it was zero last year. Same with his batting average on balls in play. It was kind of average, nothing special. This year it's really high. That's one of those stats you look to see if someone's getting lucky. But obviously for a hitter, if you're hitting it, if you're hitting the ball hard, hitting it on a line, and if you're fast like Hernandez, you can have a higher BABIP. But he's been doing this for long enough where he's another case where these are the classic luck statistics.
Yes.
Where, BABIP and home run per fly ball. So I don't think he's going to keep this going. I don't think he's suddenly a power hitter who has a high average. I don't think he's a sudden superstar. But it's been going on for long enough that I'm starting to wonder if there is some improvement there. And there definitely is a little bit of improvement. But I always wonder if the results have something hidden in them. But I think he'll come down a little bit. But it does look like he's gotten better as a hitter. The one thing to watch out for him with is his strikeout rate is a lot higher. He's swinging and missing more. He's striking out more. So I think he's just swinging harder, and that means more swings and misses and some harder hits. And it's, the end result has been better.
Yeah, and it's long enough now where, it's not fluky, so to speak. So
it's getting less fluky by the day.
Yeah, very good. All right, one last one for you. I know Posey has struggled. It looks like everything he hits, and you talked about this a couple of weeks ago, about he's not pulling the ball. Just about everything he hits safely now seems to be right field, right center field, singles that way. Is it still that situation for him?
Yeah. I mean, he'll have a couple days where, he had a home run not that long ago, and you think, okay, maybe he's coming around. He is spreading the ball around a bit more, and he's still a good hitter. It's not like these are bad results for him. The average is still pretty strong. But, yeah, he's not pulling the ball at the same rate. And his home run per fly ball has declined a little bit each year, to the point where now he's not really a power hitter anymore. He's kind of, makes good contact, hits for a high average, still walks a good amount. And that's, especially for a catcher, that's still excellent. The other thing that's weird with him is he was an elite pitch framer for many years. And this year the numbers haven't quite been there. He's been kind of average on that. And, this is another thing where it could just be by the end of the year he's back up to his normal levels, or maybe he doesn't quite have it, because that is, you know, that's you don't think of catchers as being the athletic ones on the field, but that takes a lot of coordination, and even just catching a ball without moving your mitt, you know, that's a real skill, and maybe a slight degradation in that could lead to a big jump in those numbers. So I'm curious to see if he gets back to that elite status, because he adds a lot of value, or he has historically, just by either making a strike an actual strike so he doesn't move the mitt out of the zone, which is a lot of pitch framing is just keeping the ball where it is, or, you know, bringing it into the zone when it's right on the line. It'll be interesting to see if those numbers start to reflect his history, or if he's maybe lost that skill a tiny bit.
All right, that's a good one. That's a good one to watch. We can actually watch that today if we watch the game to see if he's how he's framing it and whether he gets the calls on that. So that's a good one to watch. Hey, pleasure having you on as always. We'll look for you tomorrow in the Athletic, and I think the numbers start to tell the story, especially on the pitchers.
Yeah, and especially midseason, you start to get enough of a sample where, yeah, it starts to be less luck and more of a real story you can rely on. But thanks, Marty. Always great to be here.
Okay, that's Owen Poindexter. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.